Blog Talk Radio.
Why aren't you playing? What's wrong with the music? I see you're going. I am here, y'all, and all I'm trying to do is get the music going to the opening of the show, and there seems to be a problem. Okay, well, it doesn't look like it's going to go. That's strange. I'm sorry to even start the program off like that. Welcome to In the Studio with Lenis. How is everybody doing? I've missed y'all. I hope you miss me. I'm so glad to be back doing the show again. You know, I talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, whatever hot topics is. So just come on board. You're more than welcome to call in. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, you can call in and listen to the show if you don't feel like logging in. I'm sorry, I don't think I even have the chat room open. But anyway, welcome to the show, and we're going to start the show with entertainment news. Okay, so let's begin. Well, Floyd Mayweather is getting sued by his baby mama, Josie Harris, for defamation. Floyd told Katie Couric that his criminal case for abuse was a result of simply restraining Harris because she is a drug addict. Harris claims as a result she has been defamed, so she's suing Mayweather for $20 million. Reports are that Mayweather just hauled in $100 million for his fight last week where he defeated Manny Pacquiao. Well, I want to tell you, I'm looking at the picture right now of his wife, Miss Harris, and she don't hardly look like no drug addict. I don't know if she's a drinker, but she sure don't look like a drug addict. And she's very pretty lady. Well, the Lynn speaking of Mayweather versus Pacquiao, Jamie Foxx returned to TV and cleared up what really happened while he was singing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of the fight. Social media went in on Jamie, but he told Ellen DeGeneres his earpiece fell off, once that happened, on top of him singing, Once that happened, on top of him singing to an organ, he could no longer hear the music or anything else. Okay. You know, I've seen singers, and I know you can sing, Jamie. I've seen singers that even if something should go out, I mean, that's part of being entertaining, which you continued on. But they hit those notes, Jamie. So I don't know. People said that you were high or what. I don't know. I've never heard of you using drugs. I know that you drink, but I don't know. That was just strange that you couldn't continue. But whatever that version was, I hope you get a chance to do it again because it sucked, Jamie. It sucked. People were wondering what you were singing. Now, when it comes to Marvin Gaye, he has the best rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And the second one is Whitney Houston. So come on, Jamie. You got to get with the program, my brother. All righty. Well, EUP for the 2015 summer concert season at the Dell Music Center is going to be hot. Thursday, July 9th, fresh from Dancing with the Stars is our own Patti LaBelle, trombonist Jeff Bradshaw, and saxophonist Pamela Williams. The kickoff night will feature your favorite Philly artists. The season wraps up Thursday, August 27th, with Larry Graham, One in a Million, and Graham Central Station, and Bootsy Collins, and Breakwater. So be sure, all my friends back there in Philadelphia, your tickets will go on sale, will be in effect May 15th to the 22nd. And tickets go on sale to the general public May 26th, the day after Memorial Day. Okay. Speaking of social media and the big fight, continuing on, Denzel Washington also caught it from social media for his new look when he attended the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Online commentators said he was either their favorite uncle at the barbecue to Grady on Sanford and Son. The truth is, Washington's new look is for his Western movie Magnificent Seven. It's a remake of the 1960 Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen classic. Washington's updated version reunites him with Training Day director Antoine Fuqua and co-star Ethan Hawke. The Magnificent Seven is slated for a 2017 release. The B.B. King family feud is on and popping, y'all. The blues and soul legend is 89 and is now in hospice care. Bless his heart. Our prayers are with you, B.B. King, and your family. King has long suffered from diabetes, but he had been still touring up until early last year. Now, some of his family members are alleging elder abuse by King's manager, Laverne Tony. King's daughter, Patty, accuses Tony of blocking proper medical care for the singer and stealing millions of King's fortune. Tony has power of attorney over King. When Patty called the police, the authorities intervened and took King to the hospital. Oh, my God. Other family members accused Tony of blocking their visits as well. Tony's lawyer released a statement that despite the drama, King's doctors say there are no signs of mistreatment. Stay tuned, y'all. At stake is the ailing singer's fortune, said to be more than $30 million. Well, Rosie O'Donnell fighting with her ex, Michelle Rounds, who insists that Rosie take a drug test. The two are battling over custody for their two-year-old daughter. It's gotten very nasty, y'all. The latest accusation is that O'Donnell is a weed smoker. Uh-oh. This is just the latest after O'Donnell, who left the ABC daytime talker The View for the second time this year, was accused of infidelity and threesomes by women who claimed to be dating O'Donnell. Baby, that's just the blind leading the blind. I'm not knocking you lesbians. Do what you need to do. But I'll tell you what, to me ain't nothing better than prime beef. Understand that. I know y'all be using your little toys and stuff, but ain't nothing like prime beef. In other words, a man. Okay, Angela Bassett returns to American Horror Story, and the new season of the FX drama kicks off in October. Y'all, if you have not checked out Angela Bassett in American Horror Story, that woman will scare the mess out of you, okay? She is so good. But she's an amazing actress. So she does a wonderful job. But, ooh, she was even scaring me when I was watching. I said, shoot, let me sit up straight. But anyway, I'm just being silly. But anyway, yeah, be sure and watch her. That's in October. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to some more entertainment news. Well, welcome back, everybody, and we are continuing on with entertainment news. So glad that you're here. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on Blog Talk Radio on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The time right now is 6:15 on the West Coast and 9:15 on the East Coast. All right, back to entertainment news. Uncle Charlie is getting his Uptown Funk on by getting his songwriting credit. Say what? This didn't go to court, but the Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars hit Uptown Funk will now share songwriting credit with five members of the Gap Band, including Charlie Wilson. The similarities between Uptown Funk and the Gap's band 1979 hit I Don't Believe You Want to Get Up and Dance, Oops Upside Your Head, Seal the Deal, rather than go through what Farrell and Robin Thicke went through when they lost their case to the Marvin Gaye estate with blurred lines and got to give it up, faced off in court, the Uptown Funk and Oops Upside Your Head situation got settled before it even went to court. You're smart. In more Uncle Charlie news, he's back with a new album, Forever Charlie, and he's currently on tour with singers Kim and Joe. Wilson is coming to Man Sunday, June 7th. That's in Philadelphia. Uncle Charlie is also releasing his memoirs as he details his days as the frontman for the Gap Band, his drug addiction, his homelessness, recovery, and battle with prostate cancer. The book, I Am Charlie Wilson, is due out this summer. The Jackson Brothers, who are currently on tour, boy, that surprises me because you know what, y'all, for the longest, they seem like they couldn't get it together to do a tour, so I haven't even heard any advertisement about it, but they're on tour, and they will be on American Idol May 13th, which is tonight. So when you turn on tonight on American Idol, I didn't even get into it this year. I don't know, I kind of got bored with it. It didn't have the finesse that it's had in past years. I'm not going to say because Simon's not on it. It just, I don't know, just doesn't interest anymore. But anyway, look for the Jackson Brothers on American Idol tonight. I believe that's at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock Central. We also remember Charlie Gray of Philly's own Rib Crib. Now, getting back to the juicy stuff, Tiger Woods is a single man again, y'all, for all you single ladies out there. After 3 years, he is no longer dating Olympian and champion skier Lindsey Vonn. Vonn wanted a more serious commitment from Woods. She was hoping for marriage. When Woods wouldn't budge, Vonn decided to end the relationship. Well, good for you, girlfriend. Woods was devastated. How could she just walk away with her 2 feet? Vonn, 30, wants marriage and babies. And, honey, I don't blame you. You're 30 years old, okay? He done did his stuff and went on. If he doesn't want to start another family, do you, girlfriend. Make yourself happy. Do what's good for Vonn, for Lindsey Vonn. Right now, she is going to concentrate on her sports career and the upcoming Olympics. Will Woods ever marry again? His first marriage to Ellen Nordgren produced 2 children, but ended in disaster with his serial cheating and cost him big bucks, y'all. After that very public experience, Woods wasn't quite ready to jump into marriage again. Published reports played up that Woods hasn't been able to sleep since the two split. But he said the anniversary of his dad's death and his current tournament all factor in as well. I'm going to tell you, like my daughter tell me, come to the light, you need to come over to the black side, Tiger, find you a sister, okay? That's all I got to say. Remember Earl Brown of the reggae-influenced R&B group Hot Chocolate? Well, Brown passed away in the Bahamas after a bout with liver cancer. Hot Chocolate enjoyed a string of hits, including Everyone's a Winner, Disco Queen, Emma, and their biggest hit, You Sexy Thing. 2 of those singles went gold, and Brown either wrote or co-wrote them. Errol Brown was 71 years old. Well, our hearts go out to you, Mr. Brown, and your family. Singer Miguel is being sued. 2 years ago at the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas, Miguel was performing and he decided to jump into the audience. I remember that. Y'all remember that? All right then. Well, he landed on top of a young woman. Y'all remember that? And now the woman is suing him and MGM Grand for negligence. The woman is seeking damages to cover medical bills, lost wages, pain, and suffering. And better news, Miguel's new album, Wild Heart, will be out on June 30th. Well, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o will be one of the stars of the new Star Wars movie. Lupita will play the voice of CGI-generated character Maz Kanata, a pirate. Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens opens in theaters December 18th of this year. Will Smith is going to play a villain in the next film, Suicide Squad. The movie is based on the popular DC comic series. He's already in character. Smith shaved his head to play the evil character Deadshot. Suicide Squad opens in theaters August 5th, 2016 of next year. Jill Scott is going on a summer tour, and she is doing really, really good. Jill Scott is currently topping the charts with her single, her current single, Fool's Gold. I haven't heard it yet. I'm going to have to, get in the loop. I haven't heard it yet. Well, it's Bobby Brown versus the Houston, round two. Bobby Brown went to court this week to take over legal guardianship of his daughter, Bobby Chris. Bobby Chris has been unconscious since being found January 31st, face down in a tub of water. She is no longer on machines and breathing on her own, but according to her grandmother, Sissy Houston, she has irreversible brain damage. Millions of dollars are at stake with Bobby Chris' inheritance from her late mother, Whitney Houston. The Houstons, Grandma Sissy, and Aunt Pat Houston do not want Bobby to have his hands on that money. Will a judge rule in Bobby's favor? Will he be able to do what's best for his daughter? Well, I'm going to tell y'all this. Sissy, it ain't nothing you and Pat can do. He is the next closest relative, and he's the father to Bobby Chris. So why wouldn't he would be the one that have to look over and look out for Bobby Chris? So I don't see the courts going any way but in his favor. So he ends up with millions and millions of dollars. Oh, well, too bad you two didn't save money and put money back while you were living off of Whitney Houston, okay? And that's all I have to say. I'm through fussing. Queen Latifah's HBO biopic about the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, will air on HBO this Saturday, y'all, May 16th. So I want you to, if you got HBO or if you don't, sign up for it. But do turn in and support Queen Latifah's The Empress of Blues, Bessie Smith. Latifah recently opened up in Uptown Magazine saying this is the first time she has ever been naked in a movie. Bessie Smith was a very popular singer who was also bisexual. In the interview, Latifah stated she supports gay rights and would like to see equality for everyone. Latifah also chooses again to shut down questions about her personal life. Okay, Latifah, we all know that you're gay, honey. What? That's not going to make a difference. I mean, now it's just a norm in Hollywood or Gollywood, whatever you want to call it. So I don't know what you feel like you still have to hide about. I mean, true enough, it's your personal life. So, but, I mean, we all know. Okay, her new HBO movie, Bessie, also stars Michael K. Williams, Mike Epps, Tika Sumpter, Candy Alexander. If you remember her from CSI Miami, she played the Emmy. Oscar-winning comedian actress Monique as singer Ma Rainey. And that is all that I have for entertainment news. So we'll take another break. When we come back, I'm going to do the horoscopes. Say what? Yes, I am.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Freedom of mind.
Yeah. Say it, girl.
Mom.
right, that was In Vogue coming at you with Free Your Mind. I love that song. It's got a nice little beat to it. Okay, well, before we go, before we go into, I'm going to do the May horoscopes, I want to let you hear a little bit about this young man fighting child support order. Here is a case of a woman lying and knowing that this man is not the father, plus DNA proves he is not the father, and they still want this man to pay child support for a child that's not his. This makes no damn sense. She lied to get money from the state so she could have. She needs to pay it back. Plus, she forged his name. So I'm going to listen to right now to the news report about it, okay?
Wow, multiple stories here in Detroit.
This is one of them.
This is one of them. Imagine being told to pay child.
So today he turned himself in, but here's what happened when 7 Action News reporter Kim Russell went with him to court.
Carnell Alexander walked into the Frank Murphy Hall of Justice knowing in moments he could lose his freedom.
I stayed up all night, couldn't sleep, thinking about it.
Carnell is a wanted man because he refuses to do what the state orders and pay child support for a child that DNA tests prove isn't his, a child he doesn't even know.
I haven't even had a chance to really speak to him except for one time when we took the DNA test.
Nonetheless, right now, under the law, he's a deadbeat dad. Today, he turned himself into the judge as ordered.
I'm scared because I've been before this judge before.
But this time, he had attorney Cherica Harris, who volunteered to help after seeing his story on 7 Action News. The judge said he will not go to jail for today.
Thank you. Thank Ms. Harris. I hope that we can resolve this soon.
I'm just trying to help him with his future.
Though the threat of jail is on hold, it is not over. Carnell Alexander still owes more than $30,000 to the state for a child that's not his because the mom wrote his name down because she needed to name someone in order to get welfare benefits.
And I had to put him down as the father. That was the only way I can get assistance.
Now.
I'm almost homeless. I'm almost in jail. I'm out of work. My money is being threatened to be taken.
Carnell isn't just worried about how this is impacting him. He says the law needs to be changed so when this happens, as it often does, other men don't become dad by default.
We can be defaulted into being a father of a child that is not ours. I don't understand that law, but it is a law in place.
In Detroit, Kim Russell, 7 Action News.
Yeah, you would think that mother would have to pay that money back instead of him. He's not the father's child.
Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Why don't they get that woman? DNA tests have already proved he's not the father of that little boy or young man, I guess now, or teenager, whatever. But why is he being held responsible when they have DNA proof? You know what? I don't know who the judge is. You said you've been before that judge before, but that judge is full of boo-boo, okay? When DNA proves that you are not the father, then go to that woman, make that heifer pay that money back, $30,000. Yeah, get a job, bitch. Get a job, okay? We need to take a quick break here because I'm upset.
I'm
All right, and we're back. Okay, now we're going to do the horoscopes for May. I know y'all were waiting to hear this one. Okay, welcome everyone to May Horoscopes. This month starts May 3rd, full moon in Scorpio. Then Thursday is the eclipse, which was last week. New moon will be May 17th. Mark your calendars this month. We will be discussing best course of action. Be thankful for all that you do have or that which you have been given, and steer clear of negative thoughts, or influences. Allowing for weakness can be disastrous in that it will undermine all the work you've done. Okay, let's begin. Aries, watch out now. As things try to undermine your peace of mind, you were right all along, Aries, but certain things had to transpire for you to believe and not doubt your actions. Taurus, being stubborn will not help your cause. Look at the whole picture, not just what you want to see. It will cost you in the long run. Change your attitude, Taurus, this month, and so your circumstances will change as well. Gemini, well, I want to say this. Mercury retrograde is from May 19th to June 11th, and it's in the sign of Gemini. Okay. Gemini, guard your health this month, Gemini. Just because it's sunny outside doesn't mean for you to get all willy-nilly in the sun. This month will bring new openings if you are in business. Like, kudos, Gemini. Job well done. Cancer, it's almost summer. Let your emotions bloom like the flowers. You are such a nurturing person. How about that garden or flower bed? Outside working in the earth will make you feel so good, Cancer. Just do it. If it's only for about a half an hour, you will enjoy it. Or buy you some plants, even. Okay, Leo, watch out for this eclipse. Excuse me. Your emotions have been wavering, Leo, back and forth. Make up your mind, Leo, before it's too late. Some folks are tired of your foolishness. Grow the hell up and see what is before you. Virgo, time waits for no one. The one thing that is constant in our lives. This actually is a good time for you to relax and enjoy. Take a breather. If you have a vacation plan for May, go for it and enjoy. We all need to exhale sometimes. Libra, come see, come saw, been there and done that, you say. But you won't see this surprise coming. It's your aha moment. Are you sure now, Libra? Well, make that decision. You know it's for the best. Scorpio. Well, dear Scorpio, the first moon of this month, full moon, is in your sign. Whoa, Nelly. Hang on to your shorts. It will be extremely bad or extremely good, Scorpio. You will know what path to take. Just remember, you come first. Self-preservation is number one. Sagittarius. Fire, fire, fire. Where is the damn fire truck? Yes, my dear, the eclipse will send you into full action mode. Why are things happening so fast to me, you say? The eclipse sets you flying through space at a record speed. You are a fire sign burning up the runways and everything else. Please take advantage of this because this is your time, Sagittarius, to shine. Y'all see that fire? It's okay. It's just Sagittarius. Capricorn. You are one stubborn cookie sometimes, but when you hit a home run and all the bases are loaded, watch out, somebody. Who let the goat out? You will be butting heads with your decisions in life. Release and let go, I say, and let your future unfold on a good note, your peace of mind. Do you hear me now? Aquarius, everybody needs a drink of water. The problem is pissing it out. Stop struggling with yourself. This is your month to shine, Mr. or Ms. Aquarius. Debts are paid, and now you're calling on life's good times. And so you should. Just don't forget about family, Aquarius. Pisces, talk about seeing the bullshit a mile away. That is you, my dear. Let me just say thank you, Pisces. This is the month you succeed at whatever you try to accomplish. It will be a little rocky at first, and then mid-month on, you'll be shouting, glory, glory, hallelujah, about damn time, okay? And that is the horoscopes for the month of May. We're going to take a little short break here and come right back. All righty. This is Phil
when
Perry.
It comes to love,
yes,
I do most anything.
Wow.
Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. Can only go by what's happened to me, and now I realize that when it comes to love, you're gonna cry a little, hurt a little, feel a little pain in your heart, laugh a little, care a lot, take a look at what you got, calling your own.
Baby, can I just talk to you? I'd be the first one to say that I've made a lot of mistakes.
Right, and we are back. I want to do a little news article here. Mexican actress best known for La India Maria dies. Mexican actress, comedian Maria Elena Velasco, best known for her character, the India Maria, has died at age 74. The Mexican Film Institute announced through its Twitter account that Velasco, also a screenwriter and director, died Friday, but did not specify the cause. Velasco La India Maria, which exaggerated stereotypes about Mexico indigenous people, became one of the most recognizable characters in Mexican film, dressed in colorful blouses and full skirts with her hair in braids. La India Maria, often accompanied by her faithful donkey Philemon, sometimes illustrated the journey from her native village to the big city and the inevitable comic situations that followed. Velasco started her career performing on stages in Mexico City. Her popularity eventually carried her to a film fame and long run on television. Well, our prayers go out to her, to her and her family. Also newsworthy, Jerry Lewis's telethon ends. Decades long run fundraising awareness for Muscular Dystrophy Association. The Muscular Dystrophy Association is ending its annual Labor Day telethon, a television tradition for decades that has slowly disappeared from view since the sudden end of Jerry Lewis's role as host following the 2010 show. The telethon was a relic from a different age, a Tuxedo Lewis oozing showbiz schmaltz and hosting stars from Frank Sinatra to Jennifer Lopez over 45 years, pushing through his exhaustion to sing You'll Never Walk Alone as a tote board rang up millions of dollars in donations. From 21 and a half hours in Lewis's final year, the show had been reduced to 2 hours the last 2 years on ABC. It's not a 21-hour world anymore, says Steve Ford, MDA Executive Vice President, on Friday. With television time costly, the MDA fundraising efforts will move primarily online, he said. The success of a viral event like the Ice Bucket Challenge proves this is a potent area for philanthropy, he said. The real heroes have always been our families, and what we need to do is make sure that every dollar we raise is spent working for our families. The Labor Day tote board hit a record of $65 million in 2008, a figure Ford said reflected a full year's worth of fundraising activities capped off by the telethon. The MDA says the telethon itself has been responsible for more than $2 billion in giving. Lewis's abrupt exit, announced by the MDA a month before the 2011 telethon, was never fully really explained. The 89-year-old comedian declined to comment on Friday announcement, a spokesman said. His history with the charity goes back to its beginning. The MDA was started in 1950. A year later, Lewis and his comic partner Dean Martin mentioned the charity on their NBC show. The two comics hosted a 1956 telethon before breaking up. Lewis began hosting it regularly in 1966, starting on a single television station in New York. The telethon was not without controversy. In the early 1990s, it was picketed by a handful of disabled people who said people with a disease were being made objects of pity by Lewis to raise money. Yet his roster through the years represented a who's who of entertainment, including a post-Beatles John Lennon, Michael Jackson, singing with and without his brothers, Liberace, Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, and Celine Dion. Former Johnny Carson sidekick Ed McMahon filled the same role with Lewis on Labor Day for many years. In 1976, Sinatra engineered a reunion of Lewis and Martin, his estranged former partner. With years of telethon tapes, the MDA has the equivalent of years of showbiz gold in its vaults. Ford said the MDA has been discussing with Lewis ways to release some of its archival material. Well, how about that? Okay, we're going to do one more song, and then we're going to probably close the show out.
Show you what you mean to me, baby.